on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho, brought to you by The Sportscast. Today's April 4th, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to The Sportscast and all our channels, YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. We are all over. Listen to us and hear some good sports talk, radio, podcast, and YouTube. Please leave a rating. Go to and subscribe to Jersey Boys Podcast, both on your iPhone and podcast or on Spotify, and leave a rating. It'll help us out tremendously. So if you like what you hear today, smash the like button and subscribe. Hit the notifications so we can get everything going. And Byron, how are you doing today? You make a lot of noise over there. Were you shuffling?
I'm trying to get comfortable.
You trying to shuffle paper for what?
Yeah, I did that yesterday with the kids, putting the playbooks together. But, yeah, everything's all good. We got, like, a lot of rain up here. Like, I got 6 inches of rain and a flood in the backyard.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah, when it rains here, it rains. All righty, so we're getting excited. Listen, I think I got your draft. We'll be able to pick up. We also are going to be welcoming in the green room is Papa Paul, and he is about to join us right now. So I'm gonna let him in. Everything else good? How those Philly elderlies doing over there?
Which elder? What, the seniors?
Yeah, the seniors.
Oh, they yell at me all the time still because I wore my Giants stuff, so I had to hear that for like 3 hours.
All right, then rub
Saquon Barkley in my face too.
Well, they should be happy. I mean, really at the end of the day.
They are happy they got him, but I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I. All right, hold on. Let's welcome Papa Paul to the stage. Papa Paul, welcome to the stage. How are you?
Victor, Byron, how's everyone doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Welcome to Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Papa Paul, again, you have your show. Tell us a little bit about your show and when is it at?
WCFL Dolphins Talk, Wednesday nights, 8:45 p.m. We talk about mostly Dolphins, but throw in a few other things here and there. Like last night, we brought up the whole Stephon Diggs things and stuff like that. And
we're going to be talking about that tonight. So I said, listen, I got to tune in your show so I can catch up to speed. All righty. So let's get going first a little bit. We're going to do a little bit of rundown about what's happening in free agency. But first of all, we're going to talk about Byron. So there another round of QB talks in Giant Land. Now, what they're trying to trade down the draft a quarterback. What quarterback is available after the top three?
Michael Penix from Washington, injury history, Bo Nix, I think he completed like 77% of his passes in college. A lot of them were short passes. And that's the only thing, the only other two that might, with the other big three, that'd be taken in the first round. But I don't know.
But what I don't understand is why do we think, other than the top three, why would the Giants fans, and now this ain't the Giants fans, this is a Giant organization. Why would they think that drafting a late round quarterback, are they hoping for a Brock Purdy? Is that what they're like wishing for?
Yes. They're thinking, the Lightning's going to strike twice and, they're going to get that guy. It could even be that kid from South Carolina, Shane Rattler. Him as another one, like a later round pick, but it's just weird, man, that these guys, and I see it all over the blogs and all everywhere that, we need to draft a quarterback. That way we get a reset and, with a quarterback, on his rookie contract and, we could build the five. Dude, we're 3 years into a rebuild. Three again.
Dude, what are you talking about 3 years? We've been since Eli left, we've been rebuilding. We've been bad for a long time. There's a lot of rebuilding there. Papa Paul, what do you think about Giants getting a quarterback when
Well, I tell you, just the way you're talking, you sound like Miami. You know, we've been rebuilding since Marino left.
Yeah, but you're there now. I mean, at the end of the day, you're there now. You got a good coach. You're right. You've been rebuilding for a long time, longer than the Giants. But you know, I felt the same. No, with all due respect, you know how I feel with the Dolphins. You know, I think that the last probably 3 to 5 years is when the Dolphins actually have been doing a good job. I don't want to turn into Dolphins yet, but I'm just saying to you,
the last three to five years
have been done a better job in their draft picks than they have since pretty much the whole time I lived here.
And it's
20-something years. I mean, the draft
I understand that. The Giants, as you said, it's – I don't see, you know, they need to work with what they got for now until they have – the capability of getting a quarterback when they need it, actually really need it, or find someone, you know, to sign besides draft, because they're not high enough up in the draft really to get a good quarterback.
Well, not only that, we're going to take a hit with Daniel Jones. What are we owing, $45 million this year? I mean, this doesn't make any sense.
47. Yeah, but they're trying not for him. Yeah, but okay. Mara himself has said that they've done everything to screw this kid up. With the offensive line. Barkley, when he was there, when he was hurt. Not having a true number one receiver. They've done everything possible the last 5-6 years that he's been there to just for him to be a mess. And then now, all of a sudden, that everything is his fault. You know, you gave him the money. You know, if you're going to get somebody going to give me $140 million, you know what? I'm taking it. He'd be a fool, you know, not to take it. They offered it. He took it. What was he supposed to do? Now, you know, they feel that it's like an albatross around their neck that, you know, he's the reason why we can't draft well. He's the reason why, you know, our offensive line stinks. No, they're not. It's the reason why. The offensive line stinks. The receivers stink. Now the running backs stink because they don't have Barkley. So it's a complete train wreck.
Well, look, I haven't been a big Daniel Jones fan. But then I started liking him, and I won't blame Daniel Jones, right? My biggest issue was in the first couple of years. I didn't like what they did to Eli. You know that's well known. But at the end of the day, you know, look, who are the best two teams in the NFC East? I mean, super simple.
Yeah, the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Okay. So, Papa Paul, let me ask you. How's the offensive line for the Dallas Cowboys?
Pretty good. Yeah.
How's the offensive line for the Eagles?
Good. Real good.
Okay. How's defensive line for both teams? Good.
Good.
That's how the NFC East plays. We need linemen on both sides of the ball. There's never been a confusion in the NFC East. That's how we play football. And the Giants and like you said, Byron, we're a broken record. I don't want to keep talking every week about the same stupid stuff. It pisses me off. But what I see now, they're going down a Pico Gore quarterback. I mean, there's an inherent problem with the mismanagement of the Giants right now. I think they're doing a terrible job. I'm hoping if Dable doesn't do a decent job this year, they need to get rid of him too.
That's it.
Get rid of him. I'm done. I don't want to hear anything. You had one good year, this and that. Get rid of him. You lose Barkley to our rival right down the road. If he doesn't do well, get rid of him, right? Because, you know, we're already seeing Buffalo, you know, crumbling, right? And all we're doing is getting Buffalo coaches. Right, and getting Buffalo players, so you know you're not gonna build a Buffalo team. AFC East team doesn't work well in the NFC East. I mean, it's just not gonna happen, right? It's different type of football. Enough of my rant on that. I'd like to see good football, and you never know what can happen, but they need to work on the line, Byron. You know that. We don't know what it is. We don't know if it's coaching, it's drafting, it's the family. You know, we don't have consistent receivers. We lost our best running back. And Daniel Jones isn't the problem. You got a lot more problems everywhere else.
I mean, sounds familiar.
Exactly. So, yeah. Well, I feel bad for the Dolphins on your side. Tua finally does what we kept air quoting for the last 3 years. If he stays healthy, the poor kid stays healthy, and you get buried with injuries at the end of the season. I mean, it's just like, you're like the curse of the Jets got the same bad luck. You know, it's just terrible. But anything else happened, Byron, outside of that, so we can move on to these numb nuts?
Well, you figure between all the craziness with the Rashid, the Rice, the kid out there in Kansas City, went, you know, took the cops. Walked away from a, you know.
Did he even find him?
No, he turned himself in finally.
Finally.
And but look at the other guy from Detroit. This must be the new thing in the NFL. Cameron Sutton, the cornerback for the Detroit Lions, he had an arrest warrant, you know, as well for like domestic violence or whatever. And I think they just found him or still haven't found. He was gone like 2 or 3 weeks and he got released, you know, from, you know, Detroit, and he was a pretty good corner. So now you got this other knucklehead, 22, 23 years old, racing down the highway, you know, in a Corvette and a Lamborghini. Had an accident, and the whole crew just walked away, you know, from, you know, that, and then down in Texas, that's a felony, walking away from an accident like that. And, you know, they're lucky nobody got killed. You know, like, and the poor kid, like, a couple years ago with Henry Ruggs, the guy from Alabama that played with the Raiders, and when he was doing 160 miles an hour and killed somebody in the dark. Now, I don't know what these guys are thinking of, you know, getting behind a wheel of a car and, you know, oh, you know what? Let me go 160 miles an hour down the highway. Come on, really? Henry Ruggs is sitting in jail for what, next 3 to 10? You know, this kid might go to jail, you know, depending on what kind of story he's going to come up with, you know, down there in Texas. And it's just sad. You know, these guys don't think, you know, when they get, you know, get in these cars like that.
Well, there's first of all, the stupidity in that piece was there was no reason for him to walk away when there was no injury. First of all, you shouldn't walk away anyways. I'm not saying you should walk away. But the fact that there is no injury, except the accident, there's nothing to pay. He'll get a fine, a ticket that he pays. That's it. He'll get points on his license, right? His insurance will go up. That's it. You know, that's my business.
Yeah, it'd be a ticket for reckless driving.
That's it. And then nobody's injured. Nothing would happen other than his insurance going up. Nothing would happen to him. But walking away from a scene in an accident is a problem.
Major.
The problem is that if he walked away, was he intoxicated? Did he have drugs? Was he drugs in the system? That's where the problem lies. Right? Those are the only reasons you're walking away. And even if he had DUI, it's just a DUI. The average person gets DUIs. Right? So I'm not saying you should drink and drive, just so we're crystal clear. I'm just saying to you that to walk away from an accident and nobody died, right, was – you shouldn't walk away anyways, but I could see your fear factor if someone died. You understand? Maybe mentally you'd lose your mind because something – but that was just ridiculous. And it just puts a tarnish on the NFL. And it's the only thing they talk about. They don't talk about the guys doing really well. They don't talk about people donating. They don't talk about Meals on Wheels. They don't talk about anything else. They look for somebody bad to just to tarnish the piece. So anyhow, let's keep going there.
Moving along.
Yeah. So it was funny. Marcus Spears was on one of the shows, and they said, man, there's a lot of things going on in Dallas. Like, the field is open. There's high school players coaching, playing. There's all-star players going. There's all this stuff is happening down in Dallas State. The only thing that's happened is football, NFL football. Nothing's happening. They ain't making any trade. Like, they're not doing anything. I mean, where's Mark? Where is Mark, our friend?
He's down there with Jerry Jones now, trying to plan out, you know, with the draft coming up and everything. that's where Mark is right now. Yes, I'm killing Mark.
Mark's experience is like, it's just like, it's everything's happening except for NFL football. And then I've never seen it, you know, other than talk a little bit about Dak and what they're going to do. Outside of that, it's just totally silent. And man, and you don't even hear Jerry Jones talking. Usually he talks to deflect. He's not saying anything. So I don't know what's happening there. The Eagles are making good moves. I will tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, they're beefing up their, you know, let's call it like it is, right? They're beefing up their defense, beefing up some offense. Go ahead, Papa Paul.
Well, they have to. You know, they lost a great center because he retired.
No, I heard he may come back now again.
Oh, he talks. We'll see about that. I don't know. He's been. I heard some. One of the stations is trying to recruit him for a
Monday night position. Football.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
He'd do well.
Yeah, he
just got to watch his language.
Yeah, he can't do all that cursing like he does on his podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But they were saying he had some interest in coming. It's got to be hard to lead the game, right? I mean, if playing that long, it's got to be hard. But I would say that brotherly shove must take its toll on him, right? Because he's at the bottom of that pile all the time.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's even said that before. He says everyone's on top of him and stuff, and
that's a lot of weight. You're talking about at least 1,000 pounds, right?
A lot of weight.
Between 2 to 3 guys, you're 1,000 pounds.
Either one of the guys on either side of them over 300 pounds.
So, that's my point. You have one more guy. It's 1,000 pounds. That's a lot of weight on a guy.
Him trying to block Dexter Lawrence at probably about 330, 340 pounds, and for him falling on top of him too.
Right. Anyways, yeah. So they're doing it. The Washington Redskins took up Austin Eckler. You know, the Redskins got a lot of money. They just haven't done much yet. So I don't know if they're just waiting for the draft. What they're waiting for?
They've signed more players than anybody else so far.
The Commanders,
they're like $85 million in cap space. They had a lot of money.
They've signed 20 players.
But anyone of significance other than Eckler?
I haven't looked that much. I could care less about the Commanders myself, you know.
Yeah, we just try to keep up with what's happening. They have signed Marcus Mariota. I mean, I don't see that as major. Austin Eckler is the number one piece that I think.
Yeah.
Mykel Walker's okay.
They're just trying to do a little something in there, but I mean, people are saying, you know, we're moving, we've signed 15 people. I'm like, yeah, but we lost over 30.
Really?
Yeah, but most of them were like,
we had 29 free agents.
Whoa, wait a second. Did you know that Bienemy went to UCLA, Byron?
Yeah.
He's the offensive. Yeah. He's still an offensive coordinator, but now in college.
Yeah, that's where everybody's escaping to. So Chip Kelly went to college, back to college. Wink is up at Michigan. Wink Martindale.
Are they paying big time in college, or is Bienemy's fed up?
Well, Wink is the highest paid assist. I think he's like $2.3 million or some a crazy amount. But still, it's a lot different. College. You figure he's got to deal with the recruiting. And all the stuff all year round, you know, football, you know, and NFL, a little different. At least you get that little lull. Now with the NIL, which we don't need to talk about again, you know, they got to, you know, smooth these kids all year round.
Yeah. Well, they got other scouts doing it too, right? It's the grunts doing.
No, Tenso. He has to. The position coach goes out there too.
Yeah.
They signed Bobby Wagner, the Commanders. Mm.
I felt bad.
I think Bienemy deserves a shot. Maybe he goes to UCLA and produces a nice couple of offense and quarterbacks, and then he gets his shot. But he deserves a shot as a head coach, in my opinion.
If he didn't get a shot where all the jobs that have been open the last 5 years, he never get one in the NFL. Because the next day they're going to say, oh, he's too old. That'll be the next step. It won't be because whatever he did or whatever. It'll be because he's too old now. I'm just telling you, that's what's going to happen.
All right. So, all right. Let's get to Paul. Let's give you some Dolphin love. What's happening in Dolphin land? Free agency? Anything?
Well, I mean, I'm happy with the choices we made. You know, we got Poyer, and I want to see some offensive linemen really pulled into us, because we need to beef up our trenches. Our trenches are small compared to most other teams. Mm-hmm. And we really need to do something in order to give our quarterback, you know, a little better safety, a little bit more time.
Yeah.
I mean, we brung in what's his name from Tampa? Shaq Barrett. Yeah, Shaq Barrett. I mean, he'll take the place. You know, he'll, you know, in the beginning, he'll be good for when Phillips and Chubb are still out. If they're still out in the beginning, the way they've been working at it and stuff, they're moving along.
I got a lot of good signs. You got Jordan Poyer, you signed.
Yeah.
Shaquille Barrett, you signed. Jonnu Smith, tight end. Mm-hmm. Jordy Brooks. Isaiah Wynn, a guard, you signed him.
You got Barrett, Shaquille Barrett.
Yeah, we re-signed Wynn. We re-signed Lamb this week or last Aaron week.
Aaron Brewer. Yeah, you guys did pretty good. You got another quarterback, Fuller.
You got a good cornerback, Kendall Fuller, yeah, from Washington.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've done good. I like what we've done, but I really want to see our line beefed up. And
you got Byron's cousin, Benito Jones.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he's got the same initials as you.
Just because we're all not related.
Okay, Byron, but look at the difference, man. The brother's 6'1", 335. You're like 6'6", 300.
That's a big difference.
You got 5 inches on him.
Yes.
Oh my God! Yeah, you guys got D tag. You did pretty good. You guys, Nick Needham is not a bad quarterback.
Oh yeah, Nick Needham. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy we kept Nick Needham. I'm happy with the guys that we re-signed that were
Robert Jones, Jody Forston. You guys, okay.
Out of you know, we had 29 free agents, plus we released a couple, so we had over 30 guys that we lost.
Right.
And we've only signed 15 altogether.
Right.
We have kept a majority of our offensive line, which is good, because they were doing well last year for the most part.
And you need continuity with a line, Papa Paul.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah,
this guy's got to gel.
That's the whole thing. You know, people were on my show last night. People were asking, "Well, what's your opinion on our picks and stuff, and where do you think we stand?" And I'm like, honestly, I won't know until I see how well they gel, you know, how they, you know, cooperate together and what they can do. And, you know, you can have the best players in the world, but if they don't get along together on the field and click, you ain't going to win shit.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you need. I think my opinion I'm hoping that you get more. They start putting more plays to get your tight end involved, right? You know, I think that's the one piece missing in your.
It's a major piece. I mean, we had good tight ends, and they weren't utilized last year, really.
Well, they kept saying he's holding off, he's waiting. I mean, you know. Maybe his is complex. I mean, you know, he's just got Tua for a year, and I thought he did a good job. You guys had a good season. It was terrible.
Oh yeah,
happened.
One of the things that was stated last night is that when he was in San Fran, it was his third year with San Fran that he actually utilized the tight ends into the scheme, and they say each year he changed the scheme a little bit, adding something to it. So this being the third year, we're hoping to see, as fans, we're hoping to see him utilize the tight ends more.
My only challenge, I think you got a good shot for the title, but the Jets are making some pretty decent moves right now. They're adding some weapons to Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. If he stays healthy, he's still Aaron Rodgers. He'll still be the best quarterback in that conference.
He's still 40. Whoa, the best. You got what's that guy at Buffalo? Where is he?
I don't trust him.
He's nothing without Diggs.
That's right. Remember when he started not hitting Diggs, when he didn't hit Diggs, he wasn't doing much. Listen, I like Josh Allen. It's just, you know, I'm a boxing guy. You know, you got to beat the king. You know, you got to beat the champ and beat him decisively to be able to take his crown. And Aaron Rodgers, whatever conference he's in, you know, pretty much he's the best quarterback. And Josh Allen's just a gunslinger. Josh Allen, he's, you know, look, they got hot in the playoffs, but then, you know, you don't know what you get with Buffalo. And they've done it back to back years.
Well, as my friend John said last night, he thinks Josh Allen's bipolar.
Could be. I mean, he's a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But I just think that I don't have faith in someone I can't trust. You don't know what you're going to get day in and day out. You know what I mean? So that's not effective as a quarterback. You know what you're going to get with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know you get you. He's the most. If he's healthy, he is the best quarterback in that conference.
Josh Allen's a very hit or miss guy.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is a 40-year-old quarterback coming off Achilles tendon injury. Will be 41 during the season. He's going to have a left tackle, Tyron Smith, Dallas Cowboy guy, that's always hurt. And it's important to, you know, protect his backside with, you know, probably a little bit better left tackle than they had. So is Tyron Smith going to be available all season? And is Aaron Rodgers going to be available all season coming off a major injury at 40?
I hear you. And we don't know, but let's assume, you know, we can't assume that that's not going to happen. It's not like Aaron Rodgers, you know, with Tua being healthy all year, that was a surprise. But Aaron Rodgers getting hurt for an entire year, that was a surprise. I mean, so, you know, you got to go into it now. You notice I'm not talking about Tua if he's healthy. He's already proved he was able to play healthy all year. And until proven differently, I'm assuming he's going to be healthy this year.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna go into the season if he stays healthy, right? The deal is they got a good team. I just like to see them play together for a full season, right? But the Jets are making some pretty good moves. They're putting some offensive power behind for Rodgers.
Yeah, they put, you know, they signed, you know, they got Mike Williams from the Chargers, a receiver. They got Garrett, who's, you know, great receiver. You know, they fixed the holes on the offensive line. The defense, you know, they beat that up with, you know, Hassan Reddick from the Jets. And they're going to be very interesting. Interesting.
And remember, I'm going to go back to the stats. You know, Saleh is a great defensive coach. I mean, he did well with what he had in the beginning of the season, right off the bat when he got hurt. And Rodgers is 80-10 when his defense holds teams under 20 points. What was the average Jets defense last year? And then what about Stephon Diggs? I think you know. Let me tell you, these young teams are going to be scary. I mean, I think the Texans are going to be good. I said it about Green Bay Packers.
The Texans are really going to have to look out for the Texans.
Yep.
Well, basically, they got a one-year rental with him when they signed, you know, when they just traded him to the Texans. They, what I was reading earlier, that he reworked the last 3 years of his contract, where he's only going to be there this year, Stephon Diggs.
He's so only saying that again.
They redid his contract once he got down there, which I guess is today, where, you know, reworked it where he's going to become a free agent at the end of this year.
Okay, but you know, I'm just saying that the C.J. Stroud played very good football. They went better. They surprised people in the playoffs. Adding Stephon Diggs to that team definitely bolsters that team to a different level.
But
is he going to go down to Texans and do the same thing he did up in Buffalo, which, you know, when he didn't get the ball, he wasn't a good teammate. Is he going to go down there in his young quarterback's ear? I'm serious. Is he going to go down to the Texans?
You're like a Debbie Downer, bro.
But it's the truth. Dude, you have a 30-year-old veteran wide receiver that got traded from Buffalo who had, you know, one of the, you know, top five quarterbacks up there. He
no doubt.
When he get the ball up there with him. So now you're going to have a younger
quarterback. But how do you blame Stephon Diggs for not complaining about getting the ball? When they gave him the ball, they were winning.
Yeah, but then if you look at his stats, toward the end of last year, they were a lot less. when I think in the KC game when he missed a pass, that should have been a touchdown if I'm mistaken, but I probably am.
Yeah,
but it was a game where he did miss. It was hit him in the hands. So whose fault is that? Is it Josh Allen or is it Stephon Diggs?
Wait a second, hand. Man. But timeout. The Chiefs were missing. Their whole team was missing passes all year. I mean, Tyreek Hill missed passes.
We're not even talking about that.
I'm just saying, if
you look at his stats at the second half of last year, they dropped off dramatically. The second half, just look at it, dropped off. He's going to be down. Listen to me. He's going to be down there with a young quarterback. Young. You don't think, just like, when I see these flag football guys, he's running that field. Me, I'm open. Or going back to the hole. Yo, man, I'm open. And then he's going to be.
I'm telling you right now, I think that coach is a good coach. I believe in certain qualities of an entire organization. Right. And what I mean is that I believe in it from the good side and I believe it on the bad side. Right. So I had zero faith. I thought the entire organization of Houston was terrible until last year. Between that coach, that quarterback, and what they did in 1 year.
I agree with you.
That's impressive. I mean, because we can't do it. And we've been doing it for 10, 15 years. Right, I had zero faith in that entire organization. With getting rid of Andre Watkins, just everything that they did was just a recipe disaster. I didn't know if there was just prejudice, race, so much going on with that team. In 1 year, with that coach, with that young quarterback, an Ohio State quarterback that we've always said cannot produce NFL quarterbacks, they did a hell of a job. Now you get Stephon Diggs. And let's say he does what you're saying, because I know you're Debbie Downer, because that's how it is. Okay. But my point being is he's only there for 1 year. So you know what? That coach ain't gonna mess around. Goodbye. Get out. We went deep in the playoffs without you. They're not gonna bother mess with him.
If anything, I see Stephon Diggs really stepping it up. If he's going to be a free agent after this year, he's going to step it up to try and get another big payday from someone.
He's got to.
I want the ball. Throw me the ball. I'm open. That's what he's going to do. Throw me the ball.
Byron, every receiver does that, though. It's not just Stephon Diggs. It's not a receiver on the planet. There's no great receiver. No great receiver will ever tell you that they didn't want the ball every single time.
Of course they want the ball. But
every one of them.
What did he do in Minnesota? He forced his way out of Minnesota to get traded to Buffalo. He started Minnesota, forced his way out of there, forced his way out of Buffalo to go to Houston. I see a pattern.
Okay, I hear you. But, these guys today are all trying to get paid.
But right? You know what?
How much is he making?
But he's getting paid every time.
Right. Look at Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, you blew me up. Kirk Cousins is like the second highest paid. He's about to make more than Brady. Ever.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So these guys are going after the money, number one. He's going to a good team. And you got to admit, no matter what, what you're saying, I'm not saying may or may not be true, right? But you cannot deny he upgrades that team by stepping on the field with that team.
True.
That's it.
Yeah.
But being Debbie Downer, like you put it.
Hey, you are who you are. Byron Bummer. How about Byron Bummer?
Or negative Nancy.
I take that too. Is he going to go there? They had nice chemistry last year without him. So he's obviously the number one receiver walking in the door. Number one. Is he going to go down there and destroy the chemistry that they've already got?
I hear you. I just believe in that coach. I think that coach, he's not a Tomlin. I'm just a believer. The same thing with our conversation with Kyle. I believe in that coach. He's not going to allow it. I won without you. I don't need you. And you're here for a year. Get the hell out. And if you don't play, like Papa Paul said, he's got no chance of getting that next check. Right? And if he proves himself to be a problem, he doesn't have a chance to get that next check. And you've already seen with star players, Ocho Cinco, Terrell Williams, when they started trying to keep moving, that they weren't getting paid. Right? So he's going to have to make some decisions. I wish him well. Hope he does well because the guy can play. Right? He could definitely play. So I do believe he's going to have something there. By the way, I just want to give you a number. Just this is dangerous, Papa Paul, for the Dolphins and for everybody else. Last year, with the Jets being as bad as they were, guess how many points they gave up per game? 20.9 points per game. Okay? Without an offense to help to keep the defense off the field, they still only gave up 20 points. That Salah's a great defensive coach. So all he needs is to get that under point, just 1 point average. You got a quarterback that's 80-10.
He's 40 years old coming off injury.
I don't care. He's 80. Oh. They got a good running back. They got a good defense. You know, I just think, you know, again, he's got, you know, he's coming off a bad injury. And you're right, his age. But, you know, my inside people who see him play live told me he's probably – they've never seen someone – but then again, it's the Jets because the Jets never had a quarterback. But they instantly recognize, wow, this guy is that good. I mean, just in practice, he's just the command of the team. He's smart. He checks off so quickly. I mean, he's the zip of the ball. I mean, the guy's still a great quarterback. I'm sorry. I mean,
come on. You know, he's a two-time MVP. Allen Iverson. Here you go. Practice, man. Practice. Really, man? Yeah. Practice. I just had to throw that in.
Okay. Allen Iverson is what? Playing three-on-three basketball? I mean, probably. doesn't have the real money that he could have had like the other guy. So he's a bad example.
No, I'm talking about as far as you talk about what he does in practice. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, there's a lot of guys practice. Now. I mean, they don't feel like they need to, you know, he still performs. So anyhow, I'm just saying to you, that's dangerous. If he's healthy and they can continue with their defense playing in the manner they want. By the way, I forget, always check the comments. Okay?
Oh, I got one question there. One question. Yep. Is Tua going to get paid this year? Are they going to rework his contract there?
I honestly hope they don't. I'd rather see him play. He's not going to sit out or anything. I want to see him play this year. And I want to see what he can do this year before. If he does that great, like he did last year and stuff, for the most part, then yes, he'll be worth even more. But what if he fumbles, you know?
Or if he gets hurt again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want them to sign him because the way the Dolphins' luck is a lot of times, they sign him a big contract. He's going to go out and get slaughtered at a game or something where he gets hurt, seriously hurt, and then we owe him all this money.
I wouldn't pay him. Personally, one, because I said you had a great year. You didn't get injured, but you have been proven to be injury prone, right?
I mean, that's his only year, even through college and all. That's his only year he's gone a full year without being injured.
Exactly. And so I would like, you know, let's wait a year and then you get paid big time. If he stays healthy all next year and has a good year, he deserves to get paid.
Yes, I agree.
Is he on the franchise tag? Like going,
or no, this is like this is his fifth year. They picked up the fifth year option.
Okay.
So, I mean, honestly, they could let him play his fifth year this year and then franchise tag him next year if they want to.
And then you got to also remember he, you got to consider the fact that I wouldn't pay him either because. Before last year, he almost considered retiring, right? Yeah. So I'm not going to take that risk. He put himself in a bad position when he brought that up. His negotiations went down after that.
Oh, yeah, because he gets hurt again. You know, like he can turn around and retire. And
exactly.
He's got all that guaranteed money.
By the way, the San Francisco hired they signed Leonard Floyd. That's a good signing for their defense.
Yeah.
And the Texans hired signed Daniel Hunter, another defensive player. I'm telling you, the Texans are making some moves. Texans are gonna be dangerous.
Tua's guaranteed money is $23 million this year.
Yeah.
That's not bad, man.
No.
For a guy who played 1 year.
Hey, honestly, I said I'd go and be on the practice squad for getting $12,000 a week.
Yeah. I'd do that too.
Yeah, no doubt. But I think, you know, I think you're going to have the – we got some young – I think Detroit's going to be good again next year. Okay?
Yeah.
Going to be good. It's going to be a good year. You know, Detroit's going to be good again next year. I think, you know, the Texans are going to be good. I think Green Bay is going to be dangerous because they're, what, average is 26 years old, their whole team.
Very young.
I mean, that's a super young team. I think San Francisco's still going to be good. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, Kansas City is going to get better. I think the Chargers are going to be way better with Harbaugh. You know, they got some money to spend. They're going to be better with Harbaugh. You know, I think the Dolphins are going to, have a good season. You know, they made some good size and come back. I think Dolphins,
I'm feeling good with our new defensive coach.
Okay. You got a new defensive coach there. Again, I think the Jets with Aaron Rodgers being healthy, and them only giving up 20 points. I mean, that's pretty impressive with a terrible team and a lousy quarterback to only average 20 points in 17 games. You've got to give them credit.
Yeah.
Never.
How could you not give Salah credit?
Never.
Who do you give
credit? He's on the hot seat, too. If they don't win this year, he's definitely on the hot seat.
Well, because, you know, they're just always losing. So, you know, it's a bad job. But he's also – he needs Aaron Rodgers to help him out there. Aaron Rodgers has got to be. I think Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, this he's done. He's going to retire. There's no reason for him to stay anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But we'll see what happens there. What else we got coming up? So you got we got 15. Okay, Byron, why don't we review some of your draft? You ready?
You get the latest one.
I got the latest one that you email me. Tell me in a second. Screen share screen.
Anticipation.
Oh, you know, this is new. Okay. This is it, right?
Yep. Let me see. Yeah, that's it.
Let's make it bigger. And you're killing me with your.
Come on, old, okay. Man.
And you're that's like, old people know. This is the problem, yeah. All right. So you got Caleb Williams. All right, Papa Paul, can you see this?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me see what he's got going down here so I can help him out. All right.
It's on the other side.
I know, but I want to delete these things.
You're killing me deleting stuff.
Yeah, because you just, you know, you create a spreadsheet. You just throw snap.
Throw it all over the place.
Yeah, you do. All right, good. Okay, now it's easier. All right, yeah, now I do. All right, so Caleb Williams going one. You got LSU. Whoa, where was that? What happened to the other quarterback?
Because I've been moving around. This is the third one. So I'm just like, I did the first one. The second one.
Wait a second. Who's the guy? Who was I thinking that's supposed to, is the Michigan quarterback? Oh, McCarthy. You dropped McCarthy in the 11.
Yeah, I dropped them now.
They were high up on McCarthy before.
That's without trades. So somebody's going to trade, you know, going to move up so they can pick him. But you know,
the Giants do have a shot at McCarthy. They worked him out, remember?
Yeah, I know. But number six, come on. McCarthy,
I'm just saying to you that before in the earlier rounds, we had those three guys. McCarthy was one of the top three guys going. Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, you had McCarthy as number three.
Yeah, I had somebody trade up to get him.
Right. Okay. So you got Caleb Williams. You got Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders. I think anybody who goes to the Bears is just a problem. Receiver Morrison, he's good. This is a good pick.
He's working out like a pro. He hasn't done any of the pro day stuff. He didn't do anything at the NFL Combine.
He's already committed. He came out and said he's committed.
No, I'm just saying as far as him working out for teams, he's working out getting ready for the NFL season. all that, you know, do the 40 and you know, jump high, sprint. All he hasn't done any of that stuff for any team.
He's a legacy. You got Malik Nabers from LSU going to the Chargers. I told you that he's starting to build his offense already. You got the Giants picking up a wide receiver. Why wouldn't we take that Notre Dame tackle? I like that Notre Dame tackle.
You know what position he plays?
Oh, yeah, left tackle.
Ah, well, there you go.
The problem is, Bryman, every time you do this, you mess me up because you only put OT. You got to start putting LLT or RT, okay? Because when you put OT, you know all I'm looking for is an O.
Yeah, I know. He's a left tackle, man.
I'm looking for anything that says O.
His father was all pro with the Kansas City Chiefs back in the day, just so you know.
Jeez, we need left tackle. Why is it? That's because that's what the NFL, the college is smart. Players want to play left tackle to make the money.
Well, we have a left tackle already. They paid a lot of money, Andrew Thomas. He's just fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why wouldn't we go after this edge rusher? Why are we going after? Is this quarter? Is this running? Is this guy? Signed, is this receiver any good?
We just got one, Brian Burns, man, from the Panthers. Just paid him $170 million. They're not drafting another edge rusher. Ain't happening.
How about a tight end?
Too high at 6 for a tight end.
Okay. Michigan. You think Michigan is low, Papa Paul?
Yeah. I mean, Michigan, it is.
I think he's going to go higher. They'd say a lot of good things about it. They were talking about a few other quarterbacks, though.
He was a game manager at Michigan, man. All he had to do was not screw up the game, make a throw when he had to, and hand off to the running backs. That's all he had to do.
And then you got Bo Nix going Sean Payton.
He wants to get his guy, his quarterback.
There's a lot of quarterbacks in this draft. I didn't realize how many quarterbacks there are. Look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, 6 quarterbacks in the first 15 picks. That's a lot of quarterbacks.
Well, that's what I did this time, but last time I didn't do that.
You got the Saints getting a quarterback. Okay. All right. Where else do you want to go? She just did 25.
No, other side. Other side. Well, you're right there. Right there. Keep going.
Wait, what am I doing? Where am I going?
Well, you see 31 in the corner or 32?
Mm-hmm.
There's more stuff on that side.
To the right?
Yeah, go to the right. Yeah, right there. You just flew right past it.
That's where I was.
Yeah, no, you weren't. Keep going to the 17. Top.
How about there? You go.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got the Jaguars. Anybody major players here? I don't see anyone I'm really that high up on.
I got the Dolphins picking a offensive lineman from the Washington State.
What's IOL? Inside offensive line?
Yeah, interior offensive line, yeah.
Okay, so now you put the I.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you got a lineman there. You got a cornerback from Alabama.
I got the Eagles picking Kool-Aid McKittrey. Kool-Aid. I love that name.
Is that his real name?
Yes, Kool-Aid.
Oh my god, I can't believe that's somebody's real name.
Yeah, that's his name.
All right, you got the Texans getting a D lineman. All right,
Cowboys picking a project. This kid is huge, like 6'7, 6'8 from Georgia.
What position?
Left tackle to replace the one that they have.
Another left tackle. I was gonna say, what about this tackle? Duke.
Where Graham Barton.
Green Bay, yeah.
I think he's like the perfect fit for the Packers because he could play guard and he could play tackle. And
why don't we take him?
Guys because the number 6 is too high. 6 is too high.
Why don't we go down? Let's go down and get him.
You can do whatever they want, but I'm just saying, you know, number 6 for that, yeah, they would have to drop down awful far to pick this guy.
So how do you like your pick, Papa Paul?
There's other offensive tackles. Well, JPJ for one. There's another guy from Texas Tech. I can't think of his name right offhand. A linebacker. But we need the linebacker. We need offensive line. We need defensive line. Offensive line is what we need, really. You know, and you know, there's talk that Greer's going to go out, possibly try and get that one receiver that's really fast. I'm like, if we get a receiver on at slot 21, everyone's going to be livid for that. We don't need to receive another receiver right now.
I'll say so. We got an offensive lineman here, though. I thought you said you need a line.
Yeah, but there's other ones that I think are a little bit better.
Okay.
He is the third highest rated lineman. That kid, the one I put there.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a wait and see game, but
And the thing is, they say that getting linemen is like a great draft because they stay longer, and their salaries. I'm just, you notice what I'm doing here, right, Byron? Look, it's 9 of the 32 picks are coming from the SEC. That's crazy.
Well, you skip one. Braswell is from the SEC.
Oh, yeah. 10. I didn't skip. I missed it. Oh, skip, my miss. God. 10. Detroit edge rusher, that would be good for those guys.
Why are we giving Hutchinson some help?
Mm-hmm. All right, this looks good. I can't believe how many quarterbacks are coming out, though. I didn't think they were all that good. I don't know most of them. I only know Caleb Williams, and I know McCarthy.
You don't know Bo Nix?
No.
Oregon, 77% passer rating.
Oregon produces. Isn't Herbert from Oregon?
Yep.
Oh. All right, interesting. All right, it looks pretty good. We'll see how this plays out. I if it was me, Byron, I don't know, how do you feel about it? If I was the Giants, I would trade down. I would trade my sixth pick to get a bunch of picks.
And the person and the team that they could trade with that has two picks in the first round is the Minnesota Vikings. Oh. Trade down to 11, get 11 and 23 this year, and you know
Who would you take at 11 and 23?
The best available player.
Who's the best available player?
Whoever's going to be. I can't tell whoever's. You're going to have the top 10 guys, and whoever. Well,
Let's assume all that your picks that you pick go right. Then everyone who's left over of the 11 down that's left over, who would you pick?
You got to pick a receiver. I pick.
And it's still a receiver.
Yeah, they need a number one receiver. They really do. Right now, who are the receivers? The number one guy right now.
Yeah, but we're always talking about the offensive line.
But here, listen. Here, Slayton, is he a number one receiver?
No.
Wandell Robinson, is he a number one receiver?
So was supposed to be, but no.
No, he's 5'7". No. he's a little guy. Wheaton. They have a Wheaton. I don't even know who this guy is. Wheaton. He's a 6'5" receiver that was hurt last year. Achilles. That's the other one. You know, they got and Darren Waller. We're still trying to figure out if he's going to play.
That's the other guy that's supposed to be. But before we go, we got to talk about that the Iowa LSU game. That was some game. Did you watch it, Byron or Papa Paul?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I missed.
That was some, man. I followed Iowa all year just to watch Caitlin Clark play. That girl is something else, man. See something, and that look. That Angel Reese is also really good. I mean,
I watched the other one, Paige Beckers. I like her. She's really good too.
Paige Becker, but she's coming back to the to college next year. Gino's always produced. I'm surprised he hasn't been there in a while. That South Carolina. You know what's sad is that the two number one seeds are playing against each other, so it's guaranteed that there's not going to be a number one seed in the championship.
Yeah.
So. That was a good game. Paige Beckers, I think, is good. you know, but man, Gino Aurama always seemed to find some of the best players in the country. But that, Caitlin Clark is awesome, man.
But the girl that was better than Beckers got hurt. Aziz Fudd, I think she hurt her knee like either earlier this year. She was a number one recruit too for Connecticut, and she's been out all year. But he's going to have Beckers and her next year.
He looked old.
He is old. What did they call it? What, 40 years there? It's been a long time.
But he looked old. I mean, I saw it on him. Well, excited. I thought it was great. Hey, Greg, what a funny Max Melton first or second round pick. For who, Greg? For Max Melton. He said Max Melton.
Who's Max Melton? Quarterback, Joe Milton.
Yeah, Max Melton. I don't know.
A Joe Milton quarterback for Tennessee, and that'd be a good pick.
Yeah.
Late.
All right, Papa Paul, tell us about your show. When is your show? We can hear you as we get ready to sign off.
8:45 p.m. Wednesday nights. Just Dolphins talking about their team, Miami Dolphins, throwing up some other stuff in there. We have a lot of special guests coming on during the offseason, some other big podcasters and stuff like that. And keep an eye out. Who knows? There might be some alumni Dolphins on there.
Awesome. And so check the links below. You're going to get the draft picks. You're also going to get the link to Papa Paul's show. So please join into his shows on Wednesdays at what time? 10?
8:45. Real quick, did you know that we actually lost two alumni Dolphins in the past week?
Who?
Antonio Davis, for one, who was only 35.
That's terrible.
God bless. And then John Michael Clone, who actually he played from 70 to 77.
So he was there in an undefeated team.
Yes, he was part of the no-name defense. His nickname was actually Captain Crunch.
Oh, I remember Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
I remember that name. Oh, so Greg Bonifonte, my fraternity brother, was talking about the Rutgers court DB.
The Rutgers
Max
DB.
Max Melton. Yeah. Sorry, Greg.
It's Rutgers. Rutgers. It's,
he's talking. He says that now, except for, didn't Pacheco go to Rutgers?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Didn't you like him? We always rooting for him.
I love him.
Oh, we lost Papa Paul. All right, Papa Paul. See you later. All right, we're about to tune out, Byron.
Real quick. So you know this. In the city of Perth Amboy, on May 4th, 2024 this year, 11 o'clock, they're going to rename a basketball court after John Mazurek.
Awesome. When?
Yep. May 4th.
And
they've invited all. Yeah, they've invited the people from the 1975 to 2005, like all the years that he coached at Perth Amboy. But yeah, May 4th, 11 o'clock, at Rudick Park. That's where it is. The basketball court's back there. And they're gonna name one of them after Coach Mazurek.
Oh, that's awesome. He's a good guy. He deserves it, man. We were the winningest basketball team. Except for my year. We were the first losing team in Amboy.
You had a losing record?
Terrible. 7-something, bro. We were terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Losing. It was first losing record in, I think, Amboy, like 30 years. It was terrible. But we had no height. Think about it. Our biggest guy was like 6'2", 6'3".
It was bad.
Yeah, and I'll take a lot. I'll take some of the blame of that. I didn't play to the level I should.
We made it to the county finals that year.
And then we won it the final next year.
Next year.
That's crazy to hear about Mazurek. I got to put that on my calendar to see if I can make my way up. The hardest part is that I'm supposed to. You know, the following week is Mother's Day, and then it's my wife's birthday, my daughter's birthday, my sister-in-law's birthday, and then it's Mother's Day. So, and then my niece's, my nephew's getting baptized. So, you know, they're gonna be like, "Why are you coming up?" And you don't come up for this. Well, Coach Berserk is, you know, kind of want to honor him as well. We'll see what happens. All righty. Well, every Thursday, 8 p.m., Byron, Jersey Boys Sportscast. Papa Paul, thanks for joining our show. Always welcome to our show. We're looking forward to the season to get started. I think it's going to have a good season this year. And you guys have a great night. God bless.